And we are back.
Paul Harvey,
your morning show,
not.
Mountain Home Radio. That means we're about to go back on the air. It's just getting everybody's attention. So that means he has to zip it. Yes. Tony Hagen has you've got some company in the studio with you this morning, and it's always helpful to have some people to give us the correct direction we probably need to be traveling.
My beautiful wife decided she wanted to see what I did at 7 o'clock in the morning, so she came in and is watching us, and she's looking at you, and you made me zip my lip. She 54 years, she hadn't figured out how to do that yet.
Oh, so. Now she knows.
Just all it takes is a microphone, the threat of going on the air, we'll have you get set up here in no time. So. It is great to see you guys both in the studio this morning. It's always great to have the Master Gardeners in the studio, because I literally learn at least one thing, if not multiple things, every time you guys come into the studio. And I always am impressed with how organized you are. Anybody that has been in here as part of the morning show knows that I just have a few notes, and I sort of try to compile those things as I need to. You guys come in here with a set of talking points, and you guys do a great job of working with each other before you even get in here, of knowing who's going to talk about what.
It's kind of like
we're doing like, more of that than you think.
Oh, it's kind of like we're watching
all the
tennis match.
Tommy just shows up, but anyway.
No.
Well, and I've got somebody here in the background that's just pointing directly at Seal, and yeah, I think I know. may know where that all goes.
The brains of the organization. Yes.
Thank you, but it isn't all me. That's
well,
for sure.
I know it takes a village
to
raise the kids.
Absolutely.
So, I said here before the break, we called it a tease in the industry. I was hoping that you had a plant of the month, and well, it is that time. Do you have a plant of the month for us here at this visit?
We do. It's called the tricolor sage.
Okay.
It's an ornamental sage that is edible.
All right.
And what makes it unusual is the foliage. It comes in variegated leaves that are green, cream, and pink or purple. It depends how you look at it.
Okay.
Beautiful little plant. It's a perennial down here, but I treat it as an annual in my yard.
Okay.
In the first year, it'll grow into a nice little sub-shrub, so to speak, without any of the woody branches, but a good size, colorful. You place it up against something that looks good with that foliage, and you'll be delighted.
All right.
And it gets to be, by the end of the season, probably about 18 inches both directions.
All right.
Most of the time, it'll come back for me. The gardening books will say that it's good from zones 5 to 10, so we're certainly within it.
Right.
But sometimes the winters are just the way they are.
Yeah.
And the late frost may catch you.
Do we need to do anything for that late frost just to make sure?
Like anything else, you cover it up,
okay,
if you do see it threatened. It grows into a much larger bush, and it'll get to its dimensions of 18 inches tall by 24 inches wide the second year, and
right.
It blooms, and the blooms are a gorgeous light purple.
Oh, okay.
Very nice, but the reason I treat it for an annual is after it blooms for me, it tends to die back, all right?
All right.
So I treat it as an annual. You can certainly treat it, and maybe you'll have better luck with keeping it more than the second year when you do it.
Okay.
But from my perspective, the foliage is so attractive and such a great foil against other plants, mm-hmm. that I think it's worth it. And the cost of the plants is no difference than any of your fancy annuals. So
okay.
I just treat it as such. And I've come, in my garden, I actually have 5 of them this year.
Oh, wow.
In all different places, all right. Just to set things off.
Okay.
So I enjoy it.
Robert brought a picture of it as you guys were sitting here talking on the phone, and I believe that is a unique color of purple. It's not a shade that I've seen on a whole lot of plants. It had a little splash of color to just about any garden.
Yeah, it is. It's more the foliage, though, than the flowering.
Okay.
Because the flowering, you will not get the first year.
Right.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, you said that there in the first part.
Okay, but the foliage is what you're getting it for. Those three colors, they're not bright. They're just a muted shade, but the cream color on the edge of the leaf sets it off real nice.
Very cool. Okay.
Seal is very good at trying things. She does not mind experimenting, and she was showing this photograph of her house a while ago. It is beautiful. It's a show place.
Mm-hmm.
It really does look good. And she was sweet enough, about a month ago, we went down there and dug up a bunch of daffodils, and so I got to tour her entire place, and
Very cool.
Really nice. She does a great job of
it.
So, but one of the things that I've come up with this last week or two or three is these Japanese beetles, and if you haven't had them, go out and look at your knockout roses. I have, I think, some pretty nice-looking roses, and I went out, and a neighbor came over and said, Tommy, do you have beetles? I said, no, I don't have those. Well, he walked over to the plant, and he showed, you know what this is? Anyway, we figured out what it was.
Okay.
If you have those, and go look in your garden and check, because I think you probably do, go to Carl Wayne's Nursery and talk to Penny, and you can buy a little sack magic sack. You hang this little sack about 20 or 30 feet from where the beetles are. Mm-hmm. It somehow it's got an odor that
it's
attracts
them. It's got
ephemerone. It attracts them, and you will. The bag is probably 12 inches by 12 inches, or maybe 18 by 12. I think I filled it up about four times. It's amazing.
Wow.
These little guys get in there and they can't get out. And okay. It's simple to empty. My wife doesn't like it because I did it in the trash can, but I figured out a better way to do it now. But anyway, it will attract them. And I've emptied it just 2 days ago. I looked last night and it was almost full again. So
wow.
Anyway,
okay.
They're out there.
It attracts them.
Okay.
All right. So sometimes you get more beetles than you would have had because you have the traps.
Oh, is that okay?
All right. So, you're going to
yep.
catch them and you'll keep them off the plants, but sometimes you may get more than you bargained for.
Gotcha.
So
sounds like a Tommy Hagen deal.
It's kind of a dual-edged sword, all right? If you don't want them eating them, certainly do, but you do need to keep up with emptying the trap.
Gotcha.
Because it does attract them, as he said. There's ephemerone in there, and that's what it does.
So Tommy heard the important part. It's going to catch the beetles on his plants. He didn't get the part that it's also going to attract other beetles, and that's why it's filling up so
quick. It's filling
up
so
the
quick.
Rest of the story is far.
But there's nothing. I'm not discouraging you from using it. What
right.
I'm telling you is you need to be diligent about emptying it because
yes.
you're going to attract more beetles than
okay.
you might have had. You're going to see them on all your roses. You're going to see them on your dahlias. They're eating, and this year I'm seeing them more than the leaves. They're eating the flowers on both plants.
Okay.
All right. You also may need to read up, and I should have researched this, but the beetles, after they're done, are going to make nests and lay their larvae under the grass.
Yep.
So you're going to need to treat your grass, and I apologize for not knowing. I think it's 7 you're going to want to put down, but you'll have to research that. I apologize. I didn't look that up, so I can't tell you. But I do know if you're having a big problem with them, the best way to control them is to treat your grass right about now.
Gotcha. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
You have
it. They're part of the Japanese beetles and nah, I just thought of it. Anyway, they're one of the damaging insects that attack the lawn and will kill the lawn. Grubworms.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's part of that. It's just part of that metamorphosis that they do.
Okay.
And from a lawn point of
yes.
view, from where I used to be,
mm-hmm.
doing that all the time.
That's right. You did.
We killed the. We would actually kill the grubworms to take care of the Japanese beetles.
Oh, really?
Exactly.
Okay.
That will make your infestation next year a lot less.
Yes.
Just trying to make sure you've got
but
the entire
they will strip a knockout rose. I promise you, they eat those petals up this year. They've eaten
yeah.
several.
Got
them
good.
They will tear a Japanese maple apart too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's that's definitely not good. Well, we used up a little bit of our time at the front end of the show. I'm still trying to play catch up right now. I think. Well, I'm about to the point where it's mustard, not yet mayonnaise, but ketchup definitely on the agenda right now. That being said, I do need to take this quick little break. And we are back. The morning show, Mountain Home Radio. Chaos reigns supreme behind the scenes, but it's
yes.
definitely amazing. I have taught this young lady over here a whole new thing. All she has to do is hold her hand up in the air, and conversation comes to a stop. So hopefully you can use that going forward.
She'll learn to have a quiet dinner at night.
Yeah.
Tommy, you may be in for some more training. I'm just
right.
There you go.
I've got the Master Gardeners in here, and there's always so many things to talk about. I want to get back really quickly. You guys have not had a July meeting. I'm sorry, not had a June meeting, not going to have a July meeting. Are you going to try to get things back underway, getting the Master Gardeners together again yet? Or?
Not in August.
Not
we'll,
in August
hopefully
okay.
we'll have an update month after, but right
gotcha.
Now,
okay.
not in August.
I didn't know if the board was maybe meeting by Zoom meetings or you guys were doing anything, the planning stuff behind the scenes.
The board is hopefully going to get together in August.
Okay.
And so that should, I'm hoping that the UAAC
fantastic.
Will let us have
yeah.
a membership meeting. Right now, we can't meet in groups that big.
Exactly. And so that's affected a little bit of the foliage we see around here because you haven't been able to get into your large groups to go do the projects, maybe at the Calista Willette or over the fairgrounds and a few
yeah,
other places.
Some of the projects have been addressed on a small scale
right.
because it's only small groups
yes.
coming.
Yep.
So, but some of them certainly are lacking some attention
yes.
because of the virus.
Well, and the mask on the cedar tree, I'm just thankful that cedar tree is as safe as it can be. There's 95% less chance
it.
For that
I
cedar tree now to become infected with coronavirus. So,
there you go.
And I say that it's right there at the old police station here in town. Please stop on by and take a look at that. Get a picture if you can because it's just the cutest thing I've seen in a long time.
I bet I've taken 10 different photographs. Shelly gets tired of me having to stop at that corner every week. And I just love it. It always looks neat, and the bushes turn different colors, and they put different things on it. But it does look neat, and it's a good reminder. It's a great reminder.
Yes.
And I think you said your grandkids like to see it. So
yep.
the young folks see it, and maybe they learn from it. So
well,
again,
that's what we can hope. We've got pages and pages of notes, and I always feel like there's stuff that we should be talking about then that I don't do because we get off on little tangents. This time of year, plants right now in the ground are experiencing just a little bit of the same heat issues that we are.
Absolutely, and so are some of the critters out in the field, all right? We've had so much rain that I would imagine that you haven't had much armadillo and deer damage.
Oh, you want to bet?
Well, I haven't.
Okay. Right? See, I'd argue that, too.
I live out at Rush. Yes, we have.
All right. In any event, now that things are drying up, certainly the armadillos are definitely going to give you back.
Yep.
And as things dry up in the field, the deer are going to be in. So put your repellents out and all that good stuff. One thing I found effective this year is every time I haven't had to do this much, but any time I water a section of my garden, mm-hmm. as soon as I turn the water off, I go and spray that section with my deer repellent.
Oh, okay.
And that way I don't have to worry about remembering to do it at a specific time.
Right.
It renews it right then. And because you have watered, it is going to be an attractant when it's dry for those critters to come to your
yep.
yard. Now, it's not going to keep the armadillos away, which is another reason why you want to walk around in the morning because they can uproot a plant overnight.
Oh, yes, they can.
I'd also recommend it's time to fertilize them annuals in your containers. Do that again,
okay.
and you'll be rewarded in another month.
Yep.
Okay. And harvest. It's harvest time.
Yes, it is.
All right. And everyone harvests their tomatoes and green peppers and all that.
Uh-huh.
And I make a tomato sauce out of them when
okay.
you do. A little bit of peppers and sweet peppers and tomatoes and sweet onions and carrot and salt and pepper and sugar. Boil it all down, put it in a food processor, and mush it all up, and
yep.
then I freeze it. I don't can it. I freeze it in
okay.
individual containers the size for my spaghetti sauce, and I have it all year.
Oh.
Very simple kind
place
of thing.
Place to go in February. Go
very
to see that.
Okay.
Well, my dad always said the hardest thing about making spaghetti was getting the sauce prepared, and it sounds like you've sort of shortcutted that process.
Oh, without a doubt. It's about 10 minutes because you've done all this hard
right.
work, and all the flavor is in that tomato
That's
sauce.
Fantastic.
Rather than a canned sauce, it just adds a real bite
okay.
to things.
I like do it a little different. I pick the tomatoes and eat them right off the vine. So.
I'm with Tommy on that.
Yeah,
we
go.
Have had
just
more
like
bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches and love that. And then we have a bunch of the small cherry tomatoes.
Okay.
And we have had a bumper crop this year. And I will just pick them and clean them and wash them, just pick the little mm-hmm. stems off, and just leave them out there in a bowl. And I'll walk by. And the good news for me is I eat them just like candy.
There
I mean,
you go.
I love those little guys.
There you
so,
go.
Anyway, this is a good time. All the hard work you put in now is always is coming in.
Right.
You've got some peppers that are doing well, and again, tomatoes are maybe a little later this year than what they've been, but ours are harvesting fantastic. We're having a great harvest, and again, mine are in pots. Make sure mm-hmm. that you water, guys. Make sure that you check your plants and water. It just when it's a 95-degree day, it doesn't take long. And you, Seal was talking earlier about your plants will tell you if they need something.
Mm-hmm.
We have our deck. We sit there in our sunroom. We can look at our deck. We have these hanging baskets. You have to water them twice a day. I mean, they get
yes,
the sunshine,
yeah.
and if you don't water them, they'll let you know. They just start drooping, and my wife will look at me, and I know what that means. I got to get the watering, the hose, and water them a
yep.
little bit. But anyway, it's worth it because then they pop right back, and they're beautiful.
I had a guide that asked me this question the other day, so I have to ask you. He knows where your spot is on the river. He's up and down the river on a fairly regular basis, and he wants to know if you've been making sure that he's got enough meat on the bones of the deer that he'll be hunting later on by feeding them enough hostas this year.
the hostas are doing well, but I did move a bunch of them, put them in pots, I think I told you, and put them on the deck. And mm-hmm. our deck, look, I'm bragging, but it looks fantastic. We got them scattered out, and they really look good. So the deer have not figured out how to get on the deck yet. Now, maybe
they will.
But you know, it's
yes.
funny because this year has not been our worst year for deer.
No, it hasn't.
Anyway,
been.
I've still got, it's funny you say that because I've got a little hostel bed right off of the bottom of the stairs and they haven't bothered that at all. Now, we went out yesterday and a rabbit or somebody got a couple of our tomatoes.
Yep.
And but anyway, that's a cardinal sin when they start eating my tomatoes.
I'm just wondering if there's enough room left on the porch for you and your better half to go out there and enjoy this with all the plants you've got on the
porch. It's a 37 by 37. It's a pretty good sized deck.
I have the boss sitting in the back saying there's not enough room for us.
There you go.
We did take a couple of tables off of it so we can get But anyway, that's another story.
I just got to say, you've been lucky if that's the case, because the deer have torn up my hostas.
Well, we've been blessed.
No,
we
haven't had
blessed.
One make it yet.
Really?
This year I haven't had, but I've been very diligent about, more so spring. I've been home more, so.
I know what it is, Robert. They go to your house specifically for the hostas. They have the entire buffet available at Tommy's.
There you go.
We're down
enough
to about 2 minutes left.
Hosta.
Yeah, there you go. We're down to about 2 minutes left. There's always some stuff hanging out there. Do we have anything that's going to fit nicely into that window?
Yeah, you know, we talked about harvest and all the food crops, but also harvest your flowering plants.
Okay.
Or your hostas for foliage to accent your arrangement.
Right.
When you cut them, I would recommend, like everything else we're doing this time of year, do it early in the morning. Mm-hmm. They'll be fresher.
Right.
Take a bucket of water or a glass or something with you, and as soon as you cut it, dip it in the water.
Yep.
Don't cut it the length you want it. Give yourself a little extra when you cut it on the stem.
Okay.
When you come in the house, set up your vase that you're going to put them in, and put in a teaspoon to a tablespoon of sugar, depending on what size your vase is.
Okay.
And that'll be your plant food. Strip the leaves off of anything that's going to be in the water once you put it in the vase, and then cut at a 45-degree angle and set it right in the water.
Okay.
And you will be happy. And if you don't want to use sugar, use 7-Up. Diet 7-Up. You need sugar, okay?
And my grandfather always used a Sprite instead of 7-Up.
That'll work the same, absolutely. Yep. And that'll save you the cost of plant food, and it's something you got in the house anyway.
Exactly.
And you'll still have a pretty arrangement. And since you can't be outside all day, that arrangement will brighten up your place a bit.
There you go. With you not being able to be outside in the summertime all day long, it becomes a little more critical to do your gardening in short bursts and short windows. You have any quick advice for that?
Just do it early or do it in the shade if it's going to be later in the day. I work in the morning, and I'll also work in certain areas of my yard after 4 o'clock.
Right.
But those would be shady spots, and it's a shorter job. And my best advice to you is listen to your body.
Yes.
Drink a lot, but listen to your body.
Yep.
If it's telling you it's time to give in, give in.
And for Tommy, somebody like you, you've got to drag the hose all over a little bit. You've got a little bit of space.
You do have space. And again, but just take your time. Be smart, guys. And I do sit down. I pace myself. I walk my mowing, and now I do half of it, sit down to rest, and then I do the second half.
There you go.
I got a point of personal privilege here, if you don't mind. Bud Kern just got out of the hospital yesterday. Y'all keep Bud. That's Christy's husband. Great guy.
Yep.
Been in the hospital 50 days. One of my all-time favorites.
Yep. Anyway. Yeah, well, soon, Bud. That being said, we're out of time. Back with more tomorrow. Have a great day.